Happy New Year. Happy New Year. That's right. Happy New Year. 2024. Who wants more in 2024? Are you planning on being or becoming more in 2024? Do you want more for you, capital Y-O-U, in 2024? So many questions, so little time to answer. Not true, because you have that whole 365 thing going on. So you have time to get better. You have time to, you know, just fall down and get right back up. And if you can't get right back up, you will find some level of resilience, which is one of my workshops and presentations. So if you are having issues with that in terms of resilience training for your group or team, hey, here I am, Toy Johnson Vincent, your no sugarcoating coach, speaker, certified life coach, soft skills trainer, as in corporate training, as well as nonprofit, because we can't leave anyone out this year going forward. So I wanted to say that right off the bat. So if you're looking for a speaker, a trainer, a coach, individual or organization, corporation, please let me know, inbox, and invite me to speak. Inspire, motivate, and empower your audience in 2024. And I'm going to go further than that, beyond 2024. Okay? Because the big picture is, we never want to stop learning. We're never too old or too young to begin learning or just have new ideas, a new way of thinking. It's our thought process, our mindset. And oftentimes, that's what gets us into either the real positive, you know, positive energy, or it can take, you can, you know, it can be taken away by focusing on the negative, what you can't do, what you didn't achieve a year ago, and all of those things. And you don't need that kind of energy in your life. Come on, haven't you been through enough in 2023? And now you want to bring that into 2024? I mean, honestly, whether it's friends or family, significant others, all of the above, it's got to be positive. It just has to be. So what about 2024? Listen, let me just say right off the bat again, allow me to reintroduce myself. I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your no sugarcoating coach, because I really don't sugarcoat it. And if I do, you know, it's very professionally, diplomatically done, graciously done. But again, you will get the message if I am speaking to your audience, if I am coaching an individual or an audience or a group, you will understand what I mean, because I pretty much mean what I say. And not many speakers and coaches alike just really don't necessarily mean what they say or practice what they are, you know, their own content. So, but there are so many that do. And shout out to the fantastic, phenomenal coaches, speakers, trainers, you know, who have been doing it longer than I have, right? And I applaud them, because again, we may be standing on the shoulders of someone else. So that's kind of really, really important. And you know, I'm your podcast host. Nothing's changed. Still have this thing about the weather, no matter in the south, the north, the weather has impacted us health-wise, many of us, but allergies included. And people say, well, you get allergies all year. Yes, you do. Just listen to some of the medical professionals. They'll tell you. So when you hear that, a lot of it is really allergies. All right, I digress. Now you know that. So yeah, I'm your podcast host of Speak to Me First podcast show. I want to thank right up front the international, my national as well as my international audience. I appreciate you. I believe I'm now broadcasting on this particular show, Speak to Me First podcast show, which can be found anywhere that you get your podcast, whether it's Spotify, Google Cast, you name it, Android or iPhone, doesn't matter what your phone is. Just find the podcast show. Make sure you click the subscribe button. Before you do anything else, click the subscribe button. I can tell you that there will be many variations of content, episodes, including interviews where I've interviewed recording artists, speakers, coaches, business owners, starting out entrepreneurs, you name it, they've been on my show. So again, that's the first thing you want to do is subscribe. So that way, whenever I, you know, upload a new episode, you'll be on the forefront. You will know what's going on. You won't miss a beat, and you can save it or download it to your phone, whatever you need to do. That's if you choose to. You know, so just make sure that we stay connected on this platform, okay? Speak to Me First podcast show. So now that we got all that administrative stuff out of the way, what did you do for New Year's? How did you celebrate New Year's Eve? How did you celebrate New Year's Day? Many of us slept in because we were up half the night, including myself. I went live on Instagram and Facebook. And then the following day, I think I did something else. So I was just really doing my live. And also connected with Crown Heights Crew. And Crown Heights Crew consists of four of us women who are from the same block, the New York City block, that we either grew up on or around. So not all of us are on my block, but three of us are, or were, as we grew up. And then the one other woman, she lived around the corner. So if you know how New York goes, you say, well, where do you live? Oh, I live between this and this, that, whatever block. So one out of the three lived right around the corner. So we are connected. We have been connected for, you know, well over 30 years. And the interesting thing about it is that, you know, most people that say, oh, I know you, I know that person, I know you. And then you have to remember, how long were you around that person? Did you know them really as a young child from elementary school, middle school, high school? How long did you or have you known that person that you are jumping up and down and saying, I know her, I know her. She's a podcast host and she was my friend. We grew up on the block and da 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 da. She's a speaker. Now, there are some people that can actually say that. And by the way, shout out to those people. So, but that group is the first shout out because, again, they do know me from the block. Okay. And I believe if you ask them, they probably say, yeah. You know, they may be on the fence, like because of the shyness or whatever, a little more reserved. But I still was able to create long-term friendships, maintain long-term friendships, and everything else in between. So, yeah, I'm good. But anyway, with that said, One thing about New Year's, you know, people start talking about resolutions, and as it relates to either health or career, entrepreneurship, friendships, marriages, everything else, significant relationships, because you may or may not be married, and you could be in a significant relationship, something that someone that's very important to you in your life, that you are sharing your life with, and goals, because we can't forget about goals. When you know that, when it's New Year's, everybody talks about goals, right? So, you know, I'm coming on today, the beginning of a new year, and I just wanted to really convey that this can be your year. You know, I had a friend, and, you know, I'm a storyteller and a native New Yorker. We do tell our stories, and we laugh at our own story. It's just the nature of the game growing up there. But I got to tell you, there may or may not be someone who was connected, was, and I want to say this, I mean, was as in past tense, connected to you. They were connected to you, but they're no longer connected to you. And it's not anything that you could have control, because you had no clue that that person or people in your life even felt that way about you or the situation that that you found yourself in, and now you're no longer connected. And I gotta tell you that sometimes it really doesn't matter. It's not going to matter to me. You know, well, I shouldn't say that it doesn't matter how you feel, but just think about it. In 2024, are you really going to just shut the door on people and just forget about them forever? Are you planning on doing that? I mean, it's something about that is just can be, honestly, it could be actually painful. And the reason why I say painful is because emotionally, psychologically, we are supposed to go forward in the new year. And you hear all of these things. Everyone has talked about, well, you want to preserve and relationships, you and friendships and all of these things and family dynamics. But there will be people in your own family, including my own, you know, I'm not sugarcoating it, and it's true, who we're not connected as we once were. And that could be a number of people. It's not a whole lot of people for me. It's the people that know, they know. And doesn't mean that I will stop loving them any less or anything like that. We just don't rock together as close as we once were. And that's what I mean by painful, because sometimes things that can occur, conversations that have already been hashed over and over again, or maybe it was just that one time, and the solution, there was no solution to anything. So one person walks away, the other person goes in a different direction, and you're supposed to be family or close friends, but nothing happened. No one said they're sorry, or the apologies that they actually said and thought that they were solid apologies were really crappy apologies. So you didn't really accept it, whatever they said, and vice versa, right? And I've been on the receiving end of something like that, and I've actually given it out. So again, because we're all human, you know, I think that when we're talking about forgiveness and the new year, let's move forward in our careers, because, you know, my whole talks have been a whole lot about career development, and that's based on my background in HR. But what about employee development? Maybe someone says, oh, they would never be anything at that job, or the supervisor managers didn't take them seriously, and now that person's gone, and all that person is doing is probably bashing that particular company, which is not a good thing, by the way. That's never a good thing. It really isn't. You know, either you keep it to yourself and you go to do what you need to do to make, to move forward. And that includes any relationships, right? Because we are not guaranteed that because you're related to someone biologically, or you grew up in the same house and you weren't related to them biologically, the family dynamics and friendships, they are just that. The friends are normally biologically, for the most part, are not your family, but it's amazing how you can have friends, some who are closer to you, and they're not even related to you biologically. So go figure that. But that's what I'm talking about today. When you're coming into a new year, everyone has all of these things that they want to do. They want to get healthier. Some people say, I need to lose weight. Some people say, I need to gain weight. You know, it's such a wide perspective, and the spectrum is all over the place, that, you know, we're just human trying to make it in the world. So it's okay, whatever you want to do for the new year. But I think there's a few things, if we could try to focus on it from a life skills coach, you know, a life coach, and then that's what I am. I mean, I just want to see what's up with life. First thing is health. I don't really care if whether you're talking to me or not, family, friends, it's not going to matter if my health is not the first priority, right? So you have to figure out what are your priorities. And maybe some of us, family is not your priority. We see it all of the time, okay? I'm no different. I know it's even in my own family and circle of friends. And sometimes we minimize, you know, which we shouldn't minimize. Wow, what happened with that relationship? What happened with that relationship? But it's a new year, so you want to have the best relationship possible. And the only way to me to get to do that, or to get it done and be successful at, you know, maybe rebuilding, rekindling the relationship may be necessary. And then here's the thing. And maybe not. And maybe not. Maybe it isn't a good thing that you rekindle the relationship, family or friends. Maybe what is done is done. Now, for all of my people of faith, and many of us are, in fact, I believe we all have some kind of faith, whatever you believe, that the sense of rekindling a relationship, whether it's career, personal, growth and development type of relationship, someone with a former colleague that maybe you were terminated by a manager, a supervisor, and now you realize, wait a minute, maybe that was a good thing. You didn't realize it at the time, but it was necessary because you weren't up to par in terms of doing the work. You weren't getting it done. You know, it just wasn't happening. And they needed someone with a stronger background, career history, to get a particular project done and all these things. And so either you just didn't show up, and when you did show up, it wasn't what it could have been or should have been, to the magnitude of your performance levels were low. And then it just came to, okay, great, you're not going to be working on this project anymore, and perhaps not even working at the company if it was just that, you know, harsh, you know, whatever happened. And hopefully that didn't happen. You know, because sometimes they'll move you around different departments. You're just not strong in one area or one particular job. Even though you were in the beginning, you fell short. They had to move you around. That's a different ballgame, okay? As long as you didn't lose any money, you're good, okay? Some people call it demotion. So that's what I'm saying. Just to leave you with, just take everything, a little bit sugar, and I say I don't sugarcoat it, but if you're using sugar, you know, what I'm really saying is sometimes you do have to soften your response to people, because everyone won't get you. Hear me out. Everyone will not get you and what you, capital Y-O-U, are about. They won't see your vision. Your vision is off to them. They don't really show or applaud you, even when you have the best thing going on in your life, career-wise, entrepreneurial-wise, family-wise. It's always, oh, great, that's good. Okay, wonderful. Nice to talk to you. But they won't even say thank you for sharing your content. Thank you for sharing positive content in the world, globally. My podcast is global. My YouTube is global in terms of my page. Facebook, a lot of that is global. I mean, people can check you out there, right? So the platforms, LinkedIn, the professional website. I mean, I put out a lot of content there. So you have to start thinking about, it just may be who you are that people won't get you. They didn't get you in 2022. They didn't get you in 2000. They didn't get you in 2021. They didn't get you in 2023. And it's already a couple of days into 2024. And somebody probably did or said something off, behavior-wise. Not applauding you. Not saying Happy New Year. Not acknowledging anything. Whether if you don't celebrate, you know, certain holidays, that's wonderful and that's fine. That's personal. But for the new year, we all have to go into that, right? Because we've lost so many people. Health challenges were upon many people, including myself, which was life-threatening. But again, you know, by faith, mine, and the few people that I was able to share, because I knew they cared and they did everything that they could, but, you know, they're not a doctor. So these are the things, those are the memories that I have from 2023. It superseded everything. My health and the threatening of my health situation, that for me was the most important and challenging thing that I had to deal with. Period. It wasn't a family issue. It wasn't a friend issue. It was my personal journey that where my health was actually challenged and threatened by the thing that did happen that landed me in an emergency room. And I was able to walk out, walk in on my own, and I said this in my live over the holiday, and also walk out of there. So these are the things that was, and then first, that was just what me, I put that high on the list. You have to think about health first. If you're not healthy, how can you take care of your family, your children, your significant other? How can anybody really be around you if you're just, you can't move or something's wrong? You know, maybe you haven't gone to the doctor in years and, excuse me, something has gotten worse over time. You were supposed to take a medication, you didn't take it. And now you're worse off than you were because you didn't take it. So there's so many things. And I, you know, this isn't the healthcare podcast, but I talk about it in terms of chronic diseases, diabetes, hypertension, right, which is blood pressure. So when you put all of that into perspective, we're going to have to rein it in terms of our, a lot of our responses. But people will never get you, all of you. And sometimes there may be one person in your life that will. Now, that actually could be a family member or a close friend, someone that known you for years and years and years, and they respect you, they understand your negatives and positives, and they stay with you. They stand beside you. They applaud you. They'll tell you, no, that was wrong. You know, maybe you shouldn't have said it that way. They will challenge you. And you're still friends. And you're still family. And that, those are the people that really you should applaud them at the beginning of the year. Just try calling someone and say, hey, you know, and for me, or email or text or whatever, or inboxing them, say, hey, you know, or just give them a shout out on social media. Say, hey, love your content. I listened to something that you put on your content. Maybe it was 2 or 3 years back. It didn't have to be anything in 2023. But for me, if you listen to any of my episodes where I talk to people and not necessarily interview someone, just like I'm doing today, there may be something that I said that was so positive, it actually helped you gain a new perspective on life. And that means you are ready to embrace the new year, because you found something in whatever someone said, a family member. And sometimes the family or a friend could say something that may be negative, but you didn't really, they could have said it, but they just didn't realize how they said it. So we can't fault everybody. We can't argue every minute of the day. It's just not healthy. And I've been, you know, guilty of that myself. Just, you know, arguing blindly with one person. For what? And I remember someone said, you may disagree with someone, but you could also agree to disagree. That's a different thing. And you still sit at the table, anybody's table, and make decisions, whether it's through corporate, your entrepreneurship, your own company, your organization, profit or nonprofit. Just a general meeting. You ever go to meetings and then, you know, a lot of us were working primarily in the office, where the meetings, you're sitting at the table, you're right there, and then people would go around, do a round table, they would say something, and then you could see the look on people's faces and employees. Even that right now, when you're on those team meetings or Zooms or whatever platform that you're using, and someone says something awkwardly or something in your mind, in your brain, you don't agree with that. You don't agree with it at all. On a scale of 1 to 10, you disagree wholeheartedly, giving a 10. But think about this. There used to be the meeting after the meeting, which was more important than the actual meeting. Meaning, we used to stand around the water cooler, right? Or somewhere after the meeting when we were in the office more and standing around, gathering around. Well, yeah, well, I heard what they said, but I don't really agree with that. I just think that's probably not a good idea, but nobody stood up and said anything. Because a lot of times it's management saying it, but not always. So, you know, nobody says anything. So I used to, you know, when I was working inside of the office, I used to always remember the meeting after the meeting was probably the most important meeting. I learned more from that than I did from sitting around the conference table in a meeting. And I've worked in various markets in terms of cities and states and industries, financial services, consumer beverages, higher education, in the capacity of HR, in, you know, basically as an HR professional, talent acquisition, to be quite specific. So we did meetings all of the time because you had to, whether they were quarterly, monthly, weekly. Drove you bananas, but, you know, that's just the way it was set up. So I get it. I get it. But what I wanted to leave you with today, with all of this said and done, is a few things for 2024. This is your year. Say it to yourself, say it to your family, say it to your friends, whomever you believe that will be in your corner. And even if it turns out that the ones you thought would be in your corner aren't in your corner, trust and believe they are watching and waiting and seeing what you're doing. They see your content. They've heard it through another family member, or they've heard it through another friend. Oh, so-and-so is doing well. Did you see their video? Did you see their live? Have you seen this? Have you seen that? They look very well. They're looking great. All of these things. And they're just not at a place where they can say that to you personally. And what I say in 2024, don't take anything, and I do mean anything, do not take it personal. Because for the most part, you won't win. I tried it, and I didn't win. It didn't work. All it did was make me feel something else. And it leans towards the negative. So that's not good. It's not healthy. Blood pressure going through the roof, all sorts of things. If you're diabetic, you know that. Your numbers have to be right. But for most of us, when we, if we're, you know, angry about something, we're sad about something, that can affect your blood pressure, your numbers. And why would you want that? It doesn't make sense. And as you may have heard other people say it in this way, if it didn't serve you in 2023, why in the world would you want to bring that energy into 2024 and the person behind it, or persons, or groups? Why? Don't do it. Now that is the no sugarcoating coach in me. And then last but not number two, like and love who you, capital Y-O-U, who you are. If you don't like or love yourself, then why would you believe that somebody would like and love and or love you? You don't like yourself. You don't love yourself. You don't practice self-care. You're burnt out constantly. You don't delegate. You're staying well over the time frame from work. And I'm talking to my salary people out there too. Hourly, I get it. Maybe you are able to get overtime and you got to get those coins, get that money any way you can. I do not blame you at all. But still remember, at the end of the day, it is a building and you and anyone else can be replaced to do those jobs for the most part. Okay? So you may have to ask a little bit more, talking to your supervisors, managers, director about, you know, a raise or something. Just you build your own plan before presenting it. Don't just walk into an office and say, hey, I've been doing this. I'm not getting paid extra. You have to plan. Hashtag career planning. Hashtag career development. Hashtag personal growth and development. Those are the things that I talk about. And I don't just talk about it. I believe that I can help you at least develop the framework for a plan in those areas for 2024. So make sure you inbox me via LinkedIn, the professional website. Let's get connected if you're in need of a speaker or coach for your event, for you and or your organization, a team building event. Talk about resilience. Talk about the employee experience. Any of those things. If you're an HR professional in management, executive, and you hear my podcast, make sure you connect with me on LinkedIn. But before you do all of that, everyone, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, make sure you subscribe to my podcast show, Speak to Me First Podcast Show, and my YouTube channel, because when I interview people, I typically will upload that to YouTube. So you get to hear people and see them, see our reactions. You can, you know, your comments and everything. And keep it positive. Because like I said, it's 2024. And the third thing is just be real. Be authentic. I say this every year, but I really mean it this year even more so. Because some of us had to glide through and just kind of, you know, make believe that we were okay financially, make believe that we were okay socially, making believe that we were okay entrepreneurially. And many of us weren't. We were just smiling for the camera and the video. But no one saw your pain, your hurt, your frustrations because of project. You weren't invited to speak. I know how that feels because I'm a speaker. And there are certain events that I wanted to be a speaker, but I didn't make that cut. But that didn't stop me because something else better came along. And by the way, for the most part, it's not always about the money, but it sure helps. And so this year, I am primarily a hashtag speaker for hire with my authentic self and my content to bring and back it up. So again, be your authentic self. Practice the self-care. Love who you are today and beyond. There will be some miserable days in your life, but you don't have to claim it. You just have to move through it. And if you can't do it by yourself, then seek help. Because we can't always do things alone. That's why they have medical professionals to help and assist. So make sure that you do all that you have to do to take care of you in the short, simple form. Wishing you a wonderful, prosperous, and first healthy new year 2024. Make sure you share this episode and my podcast show out to the universe so that I can build in more and more countries. I think I'm around the 25 countries, the 25th country at this point, including the U.S., of course. But thank you. I'm grateful for the national and international audience. You could be listening to so many different podcasts, so many people. There are awesome podcasts out there that I listen to as well. I actually subscribe to other podcast shows. And I am a podcast host of Speak to Me First podcast show. But I applaud talent out there, and that is my way of showing them that I have an interest even in your show because they talk about something different. It's a different platform. So that's the last thing. Learn all that you can this year and go above and beyond the learning process. This is the time to get real with who you are, where you are, and what you want more of in life in 2024 and beyond. I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your no sugarcoating coach, speaker, human resources consultant, trainer, particularly soft skills training, as in communication, resilience, podcast host of Speak to Me First podcast show, and keynote speaker with custom content to match your audience needs. To learn more about me and my stories of hashtag resilience, there are multiple stories, check out my website at TJVEmpowersYou.com. The letter U.com. Again, that's the letter U, not Y-O-U. T-J-V. Empowers you. The letter U.com. So, it's been a pleasure. And again, don't forget to like, subscribe, and most of all, share this podcast show. I appreciate you, and I look forward to bringing you even more positive content in the new year. Thank you. Success is in your future. Bye for now.